مبلغ فيوس ماي بير مبلغ فيوس ماي بير مي يو كيب اسندينج سكسس سير سكسس.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one who recites Durood Sharif upon me, his Durood reaches me. I make istighfar for him, and besides this, 10 virtues are written for him. Gande nikamme kami mehenge ho kodi ke teen, kon hame pa leta tum pe karodon durood." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani channel, before listening to the bayan, let's make good intentions for attaining rewards. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi." The intention of a believer is better than his action. True Madani pearls, without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. The more righteous intentions one makes, the greater reward he will attain. Let's make few intentions for listening to the bayan, such as, "Lowering my eyes, I will listen to the bayan attentively. Instead of resting against a wall, etc., I will sit as I sit in tashahud as long as possible with the intention of showing respect for religious knowledge." When I hear "Tubu ilallah, uzkurullah, sallu ala al-habib," etc., I will reply loudly with the intention of gaining reward and encouraging others to also recite. After the bayan, I will approach other people by making salam, shaking hands, and for making individual efforts upon them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Marhaba, sad marhaba, phir aamade Ramadan hai. Khil uthe murjhaye dil, taza hua iman hai. Hum gunahgaron pe ye kitna bada ihsan hai. Ya khuda, tune ata phir kar diya Ramadan hai. Har ghadi rahmat bhari hai, har taraf hai barkatein. Maah Ramadan rahmaton aur barkaton ki kaan hai. Ya ilahi, tu Madine mein kabhi Ramadan dikha. Muddaton se dil mein ye attar ke armaan hai." My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the blessings of Ramadan is excellent. Every moment of it is full of mercy. Reward is increased in this month. The reward of nafil becomes equal to a fard, and the reward for fard is increased 70-fold. Every day and night of this sacred month carries countless blessings. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to get more and more benefits from this sacred month. Would that we could observe all the siyam, all the fasts with apparent and spiritual manners, and could succeed in offering fard salah, nawafil and taraweeh salah with presence of mind and humility of the heart, with khushu and khuzu. Would that we could be blessed with intense passion to recite the Holy Quran in this blessed month. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyi Lameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's bayan, we will try to listen to the excellences of this blessed month, and also we will try to go through that how the best of the creations, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, spent Ramadan Sharif. What were the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? What were the practices of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah salam? And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, We will try to see what legacy they have left behind for us to follow in this sacred month. A faith refreshing sermon of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, consisting of the persuasion for virtuous deeds in the sacred month of Ramadan, is mentioned on page 70 of the book Faizane Farooq Azam, volume 2, published by the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, Maktabat al-Madinah. Let's listen to the sermon and welcome the sacred month of Ramadan by performing excessive virtuous deeds. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Uqaym Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that when the sacred month of Ramadan would begin, Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would state by giving an admonitory sermon to the people on the night of first Ramadan Sharif after Maghrib Salah that, O people, undoubtedly the Siyam, the fasts of this month, has been made fard upon you, obligatory upon you. However, offering Nawafil is not fard in it, is not obligatory in it. Therefore, the one who can offer Nawafil should offer Nawafil, because Allah Azza wa Jal has stated that these are the best Nawafil, and those who cannot offer Nawafil should sleep. Every one of you should have fear, saying that if such and such person observes fasts, I will do so, and if such and such person offers Nawafil, I will do so. Whoever observes fasts and offers Nawafils should do them to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Every one of you should know that he is in Salah until he is waiting for the next Salah. Keep refraining from having useless conversation in the Masajid. Then he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated this three times. Be careful. None of you should spend this sacred month uselessly. Do observe fasts until you see the moon. If the moon becomes doubtful, complete 30 days. And do not break your fast until it gets dark, i.e. you are sure that the sun has set. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. O devotees of Ramadan, O Ashiqan Ramadan, have you noticed Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was very much aware of the importance and excellence of this sacred month. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would show great devotion and have intense love for this blessed month, for the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would get extremely happy as the sacred month would begin. In the sacred month of Ramadan, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would not only become occupied with virtuous deeds, but would also persuade Muslims to perform nafil worship with sincerity in order to develop the yearning for worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. It was also one of the blessed practices of Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to illuminate the masajid by displaying lights as the sacred month of Ramadan would begin. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ishaq Hamdani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem went out on the first night of blessed Ramadan. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw candles glowing on masajid and people were reciting holy book of Allah Azza wa Jal. People were reciting the holy Quran inside the masajid. Having seen this, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Nawwarallahu li Umara fi qabrihi kama nawwara masajid Allah ta'ala bil Quran. Meaning, may Allah Azza wa Jal illuminate the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as he has illuminated masajid with the Holy Quran. Therefore, my dear Islamic brothers, we should also make preparation to welcome this sacred month in a glorious way. Instead of spending it in useless activities and heedlessness, we should spend it in performing virtuous deeds with sincerity, such as fara'id and wajibat, sunan and mustahabbat, nawafil, dhikr and azkar, reciting the Holy Quran, paying zakat and fitrah, giving sadaqah and charity, ushr and donations, offering tahajjud, ishraq, charged, helping the poor and needy, staying awake in the night for worship, repenting, making dua and munajat, reciting Durood Sharif abundantly, reciting hamd and naat, having madani halqas, delivering dars from Fazan-e Sunnat, attending weekly sunnah-inspired gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami, watching madani muzakaras on madani channel, watching other programs broadcasted on madani channel. In short, we should carry out every virtuous and permissible act which pleases Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in this sacred month of Ramadan. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would also become occupied with divine worship as the blessed month would begin. Now let's see a few of the practices, ma'amulat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that as soon as the month of Ramadan Sharif would begin, how would Aqa do Jahan Rahmat Alamiyan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would spend these blessed days. Therefore, the mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira Zahida Abida radiyallahu ta'ala anha has stated that when the sacred month of Ramadan would begin, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would get ready to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and would not come to his blessed bed for the whole month. So as soon as the month of Ramadan Sharif would begin, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would get ready, would prepare to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and would not come to his blessed bed the whole month. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha has further said that when the sacred month of Ramadan would begin, the color of the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would change into yellow or red. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would offer salah abundantly, make dua imploringly, and remain overtaken by the divine fear. Imam al-Abidin, Sayyid al-Sajideen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would offer some rakat in standing position and some rakat in sitting position in the last year of his blessed apparent life. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would offer witr salah with tahajjud salah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would worship much more in Ramadan, especially during the last 10 days. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would remain awake the whole night and would make family members up to offer salah and would usually observe i'tikaf. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would make dua tearfully and imploringly, sometimes in standing position, sometimes in a sitting position, and sometimes in the state of sajda, in the state of prostration, along with offering salah during the night time. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would recite the Holy Quran with Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa salam. Furthermore, along with the recitation of the Holy Quran, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would also make different du'as. Sometimes he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would stand in salah the whole night to the extent that the blessed feet would swell. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Oh devotees of the beloved Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم, have you heard our beloved Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم would love the sacred month of Ramadan very much. He صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم would welcome this month in an absolutely splendid way. As the blessed month of Ramadan would begin, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would increase his acts of worship. Surely, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the leader of innocents and worshippers, of ma'asumeen and abideen. Even then, for the sake of the glory and dignity of the month and educating the ummah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not go to his blessed bed for the whole month, but rather he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would become occupied constantly with divine worship. Would that we sinful people could also understand the importance of the blessed Ramadan and succeed in attaining salvation from hell and making ourselves deserving of paradise by collecting virtuous deeds in this blessed month. My dear son brothers, when we come to know that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the one through whose sadaqah, through whose intercession, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will be forgiven on the Day of Judgment. Through his intercession, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will attain paradise on the Day of Judgment. Through his intercession, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will succeed in this world and in the hereafter. And through the sadaqah of Aka alayhi salatu wasalam, all the bounties of both worlds are bestowed upon us. Yet, what is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam during the month of Ramadan? We heard in the narration that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would be overtaken with the divine fear. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would worship the whole month, would not return back to their blessed bed, despite being the best of the creations. Yet, what is our state, my dear Sami brothers? When are we going to develop the mindset of spending Ramadan Sharif in virtuous deeds, in virtuous actions? How many Ramadans have come in our life? How many Ramadans have gone in our lives? What intentions are we making? How are we going to spend this Ramadan Sharif? Is it just going to be another normal month, just like any other month? Or are we going to increase our acts of piety in this blessed month? Are we going to increase our zikr askar? Are we going to increase the amount of durood sharif that we normally recite in this blessed month? Are we going to increase the amount of nawafil that we normally read? If we don't offer nawafil, then are we going to start offering nawafil in this blessed month? Are we going to start giving more sadaqah in this blessed month? So on and so forth. And do we make an intention of staying away from sins in this blessed month? If we can't even stay away from sins in this blessed month, then when exactly are we going to stay away, my dear Sangmas? When exactly are we going to refrain from sins if we can't stay away from sins even in this blessed month? This blessed month comes to shower mercy upon us. This blessed month is like a gift to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this blessed month, the reward of good deeds is multiplied in a huge number. But meanwhile, the severity of sins is also increased in this blessed month. Are we not going to refrain from sins in this blessed month? This blessed month should be taken as the month where we can rectify ourselves and lead our lives accordingly for the rest of the 11 months as well. But when exactly are we going to develop this mindset, my dear Islamic brothers? When exactly? May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to perform excessive righteous actions in this blessed month and stay away from sins. Ameen. Bijahil Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam Sallu Ala Al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam. Let's listen to two sayings of beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam in order to increase the importance and excellence of this great month in our hearts and with the intention to attain the desire and passion for performing virtuous deeds. This hadith mubarakah is mentioned in Shu'ab al-Iman where the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam said, such a month has come to you that no other month better than this has ever come to believers. And there's no other tougher month than this upon hypocrites, upon munafiqeen. And undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal records its nawafil and its thawab before it begins. And no doubt, the strength for worship is returned to the believers. Listen to this very carefully, my dear Sami brothers. That the strength for worship is returned to the believers and heedlessness to hypocrites. For a believer, this month is blessing, and for a hypocrite, this month is a burden. This Haditha Mubarakah shall be a sort of parameter for us to contemplate upon our own states, whether this month will be a month of blessing for us, or whether it is going to be a burden for us. When this blessed month comes, is the strength of performing righteous actions increased within me, or is heedlessness afflicted upon me? In the light of Haditha Mubarakah, strength of performing righteous actions is given to believers, to mu'mineen, and heedlessness, negligence is inflicted upon hypocrites. We need to see for our own selves that what exactly is our state in this month. Do we start acting upon righteous actions more and more in this blessed month? Or is heedlessness prevailing over us in this blessed month? This is an excellent measuring scale for us to see where exactly do we stand. Second hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, mentioned in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, that if bondsmen knew what Ramadan is, my ummah would wish, would that the entire year could be Ramadan. Dear Sami brothers, it has become obvious that the glory and dignity of the month of Ramadan is extremely exalted, elevated and greater than all other months. During this month, spiritually attractive scenes are found everywhere. Masajid get filled with salah offering people. Muslims start offering salah and observing fasts regularly. The yearning for reciting the Holy Quran and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal increases, and the poor and needy are helped with sadaqah and charity. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, fortunate Muslims consider this month to be a blessing, and the month as soon as the month begins, and become occupied with virtuous deeds, because it is the month in which the reward of acts of worship is raised manifold. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, one problem that we normally face is that we take this month as any other ordinary month. For us, this is just a cycle of 30 days, just like any other month. If this month comes, okay, we stop eating from Sahri to Iftar, and then as the month progresses, we start ma'adallah getting fed up. We take this month for granted. If we come to know what this blessed month is, we would wish that Ramadan Sharif stays there for the entire year. This is a month full of mercy. This is a month in which the righteous actions are rewarded manifold. If today we come to know that wherever we are working, that we are paid £10 an hour over there for 11 months, but only 1 month in the year we will be paid £70 an hour. Ask for yourself that within that 1 month, would any of us take a leave from work? In fact, we would fight to get extra hours and extra shifts. However, when it comes to Ramadan, where we are being told that in this blessed month, nafil is rewarded as a fard, and fard is rewarded 70 times more. Yet, we are extremely heedless in increasing our righteous deeds. When we come to know that the nafil that we are offering, that nafil is being rewarded as fard, same amal, if I perform in any other month other than Ramadan, I will not be rewarded as much as I am being rewarded right now in the month of Ramadan. But yet, I am very heedless in performing that nafil ibadat in the month of Ramadan. Same fard that I am performing in the month of Ramadan, I am being rewarded 70 times more. And the same action if I perform in any other month other than Ramadan, I will be rewarded for only one fard. And unfortunately, we take this month for granted. We take this month for granted, and we take this month just as any other normal month. So, my dear Islamic brothers, the state of Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, the state of Awliya Karam rahimahumullah salam used to be such that they used to wait for this month. And as soon as this month would come, they would prepare themselves to start worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, start getting free from the affairs of this dunya, and start submitting themselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. However, they anyhow did submit themselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for the rest of 11 months as well. But in this specific month, they would more extensively start worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal as they knew the value of Ramadan Sharif. We need to appreciate Ramadan Sharif. We need to understand the value of Ramadan Sharif. The month in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not go back to his blessed bed for the whole month. The month in which Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would tearfully supplicate, imploringly supplicate, just for our education, just to teach us. We need to understand the importance. We need to understand how great this month of Ramadan Sharif is, and we need to appreciate this month. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the blessed month of Ramadan is such a great month that in this sacred month the glorious Quran was revealed, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to revise the Holy Quran with Sayyidina Jibril Amin alayhi salatu salam on every blessed night of this sacred month. So the fortunate Muslims, following the blessed Sunnah and attaining the blessings of glorious Quran, engage themselves in reciting Holy Quran abundantly in this blessed month. A very beautiful narration for all of us to see how fortunate we are to be born in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what a beautiful gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the form of Ramadan Sharif and glorious Quran. Very beautiful narration. It is narrated that Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Sayyidina Musa Kaleemullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, I have bestowed two types of nur upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in order to protect them from two types of darknesses. So two types of nur given to the ummah to protect them from two types of darknesses. Sayyidina Musa Kaleemullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly asked, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, what are those two types of nurs? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the nur of Ramadan and the nur of Quran. So the two types of nur are the nur of Quran and nur of Ramadan. Sayyidina Musa Kaleemullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam further humbly asked, what are the two types of darknesses? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the darkness of grave and the darkness of the day of judgment. My dear Islam, brothers, these two darknesses, darkness of grave and darkness of day of judgment, no one among us sitting over here can say that we are not going to face these darknesses. All of us have to be lowered down into our dark graves. We all will face the day of judgment, the darkness of the day of judgment. What is the source to illuminate these two stages for us, my dear Islam, brothers, is the nur of Quran and the nur of Ramadan. Now we need to ask ourselves whether we want to accept this nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enlighten our grave in the day of judgment, or do we want to waste this in heedlessness. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the fast and the glorious Quran will intercede for people on the day of judgment. The fast will humbly say, O merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, I prevented him from eating and satisfying the desires during the day, accept my intercession in his favor. The glorious Quran will say, I prevented him from sleeping at night, accept my intercession for him. Thus, the intercession of both will be accepted. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It has been narrated that the best worship is that which has more hardship. The best ibadah, best worship is that which has most hardship. Imam Sharfuddin Nawawi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has said, if there is more hardship and expenses in the acts of worship, they will have more reward and excellence as well. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram has said, the more difficult a good deed will be in the world, the heavier it will be on the scale of good deeds on the day of judgment. On Mizan-e Amal, just think to yourself that we are present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our actions are being weighed, and unfortunately the side of our righteous deeds is not as heavy. And now I'm just thinking to myself that only if I would have kept the fasts of intense heat, of intense summer in the dunya, that would have been in my scale today, and that probably would have made it heavier than the side of sins. Just think to yourself, how unfortunate would we be at that point of time, my dear son, brothers. And to conclude everything, how shall we be spending our Ramadan? We came to know that we should be performing righteous actions in abundance. We shall be fasting, we shall be performing our nawafil, we shall be doing zikr or azkar, we shall be reciting Durood Sharif. To summarize everything, to cut the long story short, we need to start acting upon Madani Na'amat. Inshallah, if we start acting upon Madani Na'amat, especially in the month of Ramadan Sharif, all these things, inshallah, would have been acted upon. So inshallah, my humble request, Madani request to all Islamic brothers, please get hold of Madani Na'amat and take this as a guide for us to spend Ramadan Sharif. Inshallah, by acting upon Madani Na'amat, we will be offering our tahajjud. By acting upon Madani Na'amat, we will be offering our Ishraq in Chasht. By acting upon Madani Na'amat, we will be reciting Durood Sharif. By acting upon Madani Na'amat, we will be refraining from backbiting. By acting upon Madani Na'amat, inshaAllah, we will be offering our Nawafil Salah. By acting upon Madani Na'amat, we will be offering our Salah in the Masjid with Jamaat in the first row. By acting upon Madani Na'amat, inshaAllah, we will be respecting our parents. By acting upon Madani Na'amat, so many blessings and virtues we will get that even we ourselves would see a big change in ourselves when the month of Ramadan ends. So inshaAllah, my dear Sami brothers, try to spend the month of Ramadan Sharif whilst acting upon Madani Na'amat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.